Dom, we are talking about nutrition on rehab. Yeah. Now, we touched on the concussion, and of course, you mentioned the fish oil, which is great. Say, for instance, you're a weekend football player, and maybe you hit the ground fairly hard and you may have knocked your head. Is it beneficial for you to take a couple of extra fish oil tablets after something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I've blown away at how many young kids, teenage age, even sometimes younger, how many actually get concussed in a footy game of a weekend. And probably the stats are higher than what happens in AFL because they probably just don't know how to protect their bodies as well as what the elite do. So absolutely, something like a fish oil would be very beneficial. Also a lot of really great research around creatine. I think we've spoken about creatine with you guys before around like building muscle mass, which it's sort of known for because it's involved in the ATP energy system. But there's so much amazing stuff coming out about creatine with brain health. And so, because obviously if you think about it, all of the energy that's required when the brain is healing, the more we can actually replenish those cycles, the better we're going to be. So it's also really about loading creatine during that initial period as well. So, a weekend warrior that sort of gets concussed, absolutely they would benefit from some of these practices, as well as things like looking after yourself, like making sure you're sleeping, keeping the water up so that there's no chance of dehydration, and definitely avoiding alcohol for at least 2 weeks if you've had a concussion. It's so important to make sure that you do that. And that's probably a bit of a concern with the weekend warrior footy player where it's got concussed, feel okay, let's go to the pub. Which you definitely do not want to do.
No. Okay, well, that's fine. And look, for parents with teenagers, they can take this advice as well.
Yeah,
now, what
absolutely.
Happens if we get, a muscle strain or something like that? We've got a calf or a leg or a shoulder injury. We can go for some fish oil, not as much. Is there anything else that helps with that? Do we need some protein to build the muscle? What do we look for there?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, with that sort of injury, the protein's really important, both from the diet, but we'd often supplement to make sure it gets in. We've spoken about collagen before, so we definitely throw collagen in there. Curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, is an amazing natural anti-inflammatory, and that's something that everyone can benefit from, is finding out more about curcumin, because there's some amazing research coming out about that for all sorts of conditions, but in particular for coming back of a strain of some type as well when there's an inflammatory response. So they're the sort of things we throw in there. Again, making sure that we eat well. And we're talking about this where it's like, you might get injured, and a lot of athletes might really relate to this, and you're just so flat and so down that your eating sort of goes out the window for a few days, and you just eat whatever because you feel sorry for yourself, etc. And it's just funny because, of course, that's natural and we want to make ourselves feel better. But on those initial few days, the healing response is so crucial and it's so inflated in that initial period that's a time we actually really have to eat better. And it's generally the time that we don't. So I guess it's just about really understanding that how can you help yourself over that initial period, and making sure you're getting some good nutrition, sleep, and adding in those supplements can definitely play a part.
Well, it makes all sorts of sense, not just for elite athletes, but for the weekend athletes or the young kids who are out there playing footy or soccer or whatever
sport
they're doing.
Or even the people recovering from COVID who are thinking maybe it is okay to keep eating chocolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, perhaps not.
Sounds like it, Dom. Dom, we are away next week. We will talk to you the following week. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You guys too. Bye.
Dr. Dom Kondo, our nutritionist from the Richmond Football Club, and Deakin Uni here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9.